Ruth chapter 4 verse 13 through verse 22. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women her neighbors gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 9 through verse 41. The sons also of Hezron, that were born unto him, Jerahmeel, and Ram, and Chalubai. And Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah, and Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shimma the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozam the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah, and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, and Joab, and Asahel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron begat children of Azubah his wife, and of Jerioth. Her sons are these, Jeshur, and Shobab, and Ardan. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Jeshur, and Aram, with the towns of Jair, from them, with Kenneth, and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephratah, then Abiah Hezron's wife bare him Asher the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jerahmeel the firstborn of Hezron were, Ram the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had also another wife, whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram the firstborn of Jerahmeel were, Maaz, and Hamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam were, Shammai, and Jada. And the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abiail, and she bare him Aban, and Malad. And the sons of Nadab, Seled, and Appaim, but Seled died without children. And the sons of Appaim, Ishi. And the sons of Ishi, Shishan. And the children of Shishan, Ali. And the sons of Jada the brother of Shammai, Jether, and Jonathan. And Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza. These were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, but daughters. And Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarha. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jarha his servant to wife, and she bare him Atai. And Atai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabad, and Zabad begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah. And Azariah begat Helaz, and Helaz begat Elisa, and Elisa begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shallum, and Shallum begat Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begat Elishama. Luke chapter 12 verse 1 through verse 12. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered, that shall not be revealed, neither hid, that shall not be known. Therefore whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues, and unto magistrates, and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.